Hello and welcome back to the Real Estate BS audio blog. I am your host, Sir Ashley Harrison, a real estate investor and agent based in Charlotte, North Carolina, but I do deals throughout North and South Carolina, also in Los Angeles, DC, and the greater Atlanta area. Feel free to give me a call if you have any questions, 704-775-1236. Or shoot me an email, sir@sirashley.com. This audio blog is designed to help people who are just consumed with their everyday life and don't have the time or resources to study or examine everything they need to know or the important things they need to know concerning real estate. And they're interested in buying or selling one or 50 homes designed for the beginner and the experienced investor. So use this as a resource, and hopefully I can provide some edification for you. Today's topic is make sure that your home inspector looks at these things before you buy a house. Again, make sure your home inspector looks at these things before you buy a house. It is a list of six. Let's do a quick overview. Number one, make sure they look at the foundation. 2, roof. 3, make sure they check for water damage. 4, the electrical system. 5, the heating system. And 6, mold. So let's jump right in. The first thing you want to make sure your home inspector looks at before you buy a home is the foundation. Now, foundation issues can be quite expensive. Now, all older homes experience some degree of settling, and that can be seen in hairline cracks in the foundation or in the basement. They can also be noticed over door frames. You might see some cracking or some lines coming from the door frame. But you want to make sure you have an inspector be able to see or check for severely out of level foundation problems. And I don't want you to just walk away if the house has foundation problems. Many people are scared of foundation problems, but they are not that expensive. People assume that foundation problems cost thousands and thousands of dollars, but typical foundation issues cost anywhere from $2,000 to $4,000. You just have to make sure you find the right contractor who knows what they're doing and make sure they're not quoting you an arm and a leg. But there are those cases where there's severe foundation issues and you should walk away from that deal very fast. You should run away from that deal, actually. Number two, you want to make sure the home inspector takes a look at is the roof. Now, roof problems are most common and they're not always cheap to fix. So make sure the home inspector does a thorough inspection of the roof and notes down how old the roof is and its current condition. Severe roof problems aren't always readily apparent, especially when you just take a quick glance at the roof. But again, many people are up in arms when they see there might be some roof issues. Typically, a new roof costs anywhere from $2,000 to $3,000. So do not fall for the people that charge you or want to quote you $4,000 or $5,000. I've been doing this for years and flipping houses for 6-7 years full-time, 8 years passively. No, roofs do not cost $5,000, $6,000, $7,000. They cost anywhere from $2,000 to $3,000, depending on the size of your house. Number three is water damage. Water damage, like roof problems, can be hidden and deceptive. For example, a relatively small water stain on the ceiling may not seem like much of a concern, but it could indicate a larger problem, such as a major leak in the roof or in some other area in the plumbing. So you want to make sure that the inspector checks for water damage. Number four is the electrical system. old wiring without adequate grounding can be a grave fire hazard. So when your home inspector looks at the house, make sure he takes a look at the electrical system. And if he finds that the wiring is not up to code, you may have to replace the entire home's electrical system. Again, that is around $2,000 to $3,000. You'll hear me a lot say things are around the $3,000 range, because in my experiences, that is typically if you find a good contractor that knows what he's doing and you negotiate, you can typically get things done for around $3,000 to $3,500. So again, make sure the wiring is up to code because you do not want to deal with that fire hazard. Number five is the heating system. You want to make sure the inspector even calls an HVAC professional or expert from the gas company to make sure that the heating system and cooling system is properly functioning and set up correctly. Now, if the furnace has major problems, the only solution is to replace it. In that case, you're looking at $2,500 to replace the system. Again, it depends on the size of the house. I'm going on the average house size being around 1,000 square feet. Number six is mold. I spoke about mold in an earlier audio blog. Now, make sure that the home inspector inspects for mold. Now, a little surface mold in a poorly ventilated bathroom is fairly common and happens all the time. You can go to Lowe's or Home Depot and get one of those ventilated bathroom lights for about $30 to $50, and that typically solves that problem. It's a good solution. It's battery operated. You don't have to cut a vent or a chimney or anything through the attic, a hole through the attic. It's all right there, and it's one single unit, and it's about $30 to $50. You cannot beat it. But I'm talking about black mold that could be a problem. When you see in a crawl space or the basement, now those black molds, can remediating it can get very expensive and can cause serious health problems such as asthma and can even result in death. Mold remediation can be quite costly. I bought a house outside of Wilmington about 2 years ago. Beautiful house. It was a $300,000 house, which is quite expensive for that area. It was on a golf course. I got the house for $170,000, and the seller failed to tell me that the house is suffering from severe mold issues. Needless to say, we negotiated at $170,000, and then when I found out about the severe mold issues, we negotiated the price down to about we cut the difference. So it was about $160,000, $162,000, because the mold remediation to cure it cost $18,000. Now, good thing is I found out about it before I bought the house. So you want to make sure that you do your inspection, that the inspector checks for mold and you get a quote on what it will cost. Now, these are the six things your home inspector should check for when they're inspecting a home before you buy it. Again, they are the foundation, the roof, water damage, the electrical system, the heating system, and mold. Now, I tell you these things not to scare you away from purchasing the property. Just be aware of it and know that you can use these as bargaining tools when you're going back to the seller about price. Typically, the average seller does not know what things cost or what they could cost to get them done. So when you talk to somebody about the foundation, they think that's a huge thing. I usually, for most of these problems, I usually take off anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000 off the asking price, depending on the after repair value of the home. And that is because, one, I know how much it costs, and I like to buy things and they already have equity or appreciation in them. So hopefully this was helpful. Again, if you want to reach out, call or text me at 704-775-1236 or shoot me an email at sir@sirashley.com. You can also check out my website, sirashley.com. If you have any questions or about real estate here in North Carolina, North or South Carolina, give me a call. I am a licensed North Carolina realtor, and I'll be glad to help you. And if I don't know the answer, I will find it out, and hopefully we can learn together. Talk soon.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.